I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Being an Italian-American from Waterbury who likes to cook, I eat a lot of garlic. Luckily for me, growing garlic is almost as easy as eating it. Growing your own garlic offers some distinct advantages. You can try unusual varieties with spicy hot to almost a nutty flavor. You can grow soft-neck varieties for braiding, hard-neck varieties for their curly-cue green scapes in early summer, and elephant garlic for its huge bulbs with a mild flavor. You don't need a farm to grow garlic. I can produce more than 25 bulbs in a 3x5-foot bed. That's a lot of garlic, even by my standards. Plus, the flavor of fresh garlic is much better than anything you'd buy in a store. The first step is to plant now. Purchase garlic bulbs for our region from your local garden center or a farmer's market. Don't try growing bulbs from the grocery store. Those are Californian varieties that don't grow well here. Look for varieties such as New York White, Enchilium Red, Russian Red, and German Extra Hardy. Create a raised bed in full sun. The one thing that kills garlic fast is cold, wet soils. A day before planting, break apart the bulbs and place the cloves in a bowl to cure. Plant individual cloves, flat end down, 2 inches deep and 6 inches apart in a bed, and water well. Wait until November to mulch with a 4 to 6 inch thick layer of hay or straw. Then, just leave it. Next spring, remove the mulch once they start growing, fertilize, and let them grow until harvesting in July. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about canna lilies. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.